Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back live at the Houston Sports Awards presented by Insperity. We are. It's theater of the mind out here.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Theater of the mind.
It's fixing to get rolling in here, boy. It's time to get right. Stand up.
Yeah, absolutely. Sean Pendergast, Clint Sterner with you. We expect to have Jerry Jones dropping by here in just a few minutes. He was at the Senior Bowl. I'm guessing he doesn't like. I'm guessing he'd rather be doing something else than going to the Senior Bowl.
I'm
talking about, you know, like playing in a Super Bowl this week.
That would be ideal. There's nothing that my man would want more than that.
A few years ago, the Texans' whole coaching staff got to go coach one of the teams at the Senior Bowl because they went 4-12 that year. They could already plan ahead.
Do you know who's coaching them this year?
It's got to be two non-playoff coaches, I'm sure, because you got to be able, you know, you can't, the playoff teams can't plan on coaching one of those teams. They might be playing in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah. The Texans saw that as a big opportunity. They saw that as a thing where they felt like that was really valuable that year for them, because that was the Senior Bowl in 2018, right? Because 2017 was the year they went 4-12, and that was the year they didn't have a first or a second round pick. So the Senior Bowl was a pretty valuable experience for them to get some experience. Jordan Akins is a guy that they drafted because of what they saw at the Senior Bowl. I'm guessing that if John Harris were here, he could tell us one or two other guys, I'm sure, that were in that draft class that they drafted because of what they saw at the Senior Bowl. Teams see that as a really valuable chance coach and be around guys.
Look, there is no doubt about it. I think it would be a huge advantage to – you talk about all the picking and prodding that goes on with these teams to try to figure out what players are all about. Man, I couldn't think of a better way than you get to spend 3 or 4 days – literally meeting with these guys, interacting with these guys, eating lunch with them, obviously practicing the game. And so you see their ability to process the game at what level from their position. You see their social, their ability to communicate socially and see them around their teammates. Man, that would be a huge advantage.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so we await Jerry Jones as soon as he gets here. We will we'll chat with him. We're at the very beginning of starting to dig into this Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the 49ers. I think it's going to be a really good one. I think you did a really good job of laying out sort of the contrast in styles between these two teams. Both teams that can really move the football but do it two totally different ways. One has the best quarterback in football right now. The other one threw the ball 8 times. They both won their games by double digits this past weekend. There's a few things that are happening right now, Clint, with the early sort of analysis on this that bug me a little bit. I'm seeing some chatter over the first couple days of the analysis with Patrick Mahomes where they're saying, yeah, you know, Mahomes, he's good. He's really good. But, boy, he sure does have a lot of weapons around. You know, they're almost discrediting Patrick Mahomes. And Stephen A. was one of the guys I saw do it, but I've seen it in other places too where it's like, yeah, Mahomes is really good, but boy, I mean, he's got the best weapons of anybody in the league, and look how open all these guys are when he throws the football. He's never having to throw into tight windows because these guys are open all the time. Look, I'm someone who is I'm a card-carrying Deshaun Watson sycophant. So Deshaun Watson is he's my favorite quarterback, so it took me a while to get here, but Patrick Mahomes is, in my mind, the best player in football right now.
Yeah, and I think he separated himself, Sean, over the last couple of weeks, but he with the ability to come back, not get rattled, rally the troops. I've seen 2 or 3 highlights of him getting on the sidelines and getting in guys' tails about getting ready and staying committed to the plan and everything's going to be okay. It's early. So I think that aspect of it, and then the bigger part of that is the ability to have a quarterback that can not only extend plays and throws the football well outside of the tackles, but a guy that can put his foot in the ground and literally go make plays with his feet. I think – I don't remember – and I've watched a lot of Pat Mahomes. I don't remember seeing Pat Mahomes willingly stay in bounds and run and go make plays when it was 100% unnecessary like he did this past weekend. And so when you add that facet to his game, I believe he's by far and away the best in the game right now. Now, Sean, I think it's only fair to say that you've got the relationship between offensive coordinator, head coach, quarterback, and skilled players is obviously a big, big, big part of it. I would lean more towards the success that Pat Mahomes is having, other than himself. I don't want to take any credit away from him. Other than himself, I would say that the relationship with Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy is bigger than the actual speed that they have at receiver. If you had to rank them, it'd be Pat Mahomes' ability to play the position at a high level. Secondly, it would be Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, the job they're doing with his skill set. And then thirdly, the athletes that they've plugged into that offense has allowed them to really, really be dynamic. And I don't see it going away anytime soon.
All right, so we are seconds away from Jerry Jones joining
us
here. Yeah. Are you nervous he's going to bring your HR report from the last year you were there with
him? Jerry would never do. He would never do such a thing.
Your employee evaluation?
He would never do such a thing.
Yeah.
Never, 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 never.
I'm going to let Clint and Jerry have their moment right here.
How's it going, man? I'm doing well. You?
Yeah, this is good.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
How are you doing?
Mr. Jones, pleasure to meet you. Sean Pendergast. Yeah, come on in and sit down. We're on the air. Yeah. Jerry Jones about to sit down with us here in the chair here on Sports Radio 610. He's looking dapper. He is ready to present. Yeah, you're looking good. You're looking good. He's ready to present the Lifetime Achievement Award tonight, and we welcome him on the show right now, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. Jerry, welcome to Houston. It's great to have you here for this great event.
Well, it's wonderful to be here, and, of course, I'm getting to be here because of my friendship with Bob, but I didn't know that I was going to be on air with Clint, who I've known a lot of my life, doing back before the Cowboys.
Yes, sir. You bet the old Arkansas days.
That's right.
So, absolutely.
And
I
thought he was a great player. Great player. Certainly the best-looking quarterback we've ever had.
Is that right?
And I've got a grandson that's a quarterback.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That is great. Well, welcome to Houston. And you mentioned it, the reason you're here, the Lifetime Achievement Award for the late Bob McNair. Can you, I guess, just tell us where that relationship started between the two of you and how you guys became so close.
Well, it initiated at the time that he was pursuing getting Houston, if you will, the franchise that he was to be a part of. It had, in my mind, it had a great legacy. I would come down here, sneak away when I was a kid, a young guy, and hang around the hotel here in Houston when Lamar Hunt and Bud Adams and that group were putting together and had the AFL. Mm-hmm. And my dream was to somehow get involved, and I'd just hang out just to go get them a Coke or do something like that. I just wanted to be close to it. I never dreamed, though, that at some point Bob McNair would come along and really bring football back to what arguably could be called the home of football, Houston football, high school football.
Yep.
Clint, if you remember looking at the Texas, the honor roll of the University of Arkansas, you take the Texans down and you take a bunch of them out of Smiley High School out here.
That's right.
And you'll take a lot of them off the wall up there at Arkansas. But that's a long-winded way of kind of getting into what I thought of when I saw Bob.
Yeah.
I said, all of this to think about. And then here he comes in, he makes a presentation to the owners about bringing the team to Houston, bringing it back to Houston. He was elegant from the very beginning. He bested me every time I looked around. He was a few steps ahead of me in every way. And I'm going to mention tonight, but there were two times and maybe two of three that I've teared up and cried in the NFL. And one of them was when we rolled in here. It was inaugural night, and we let the new Houston beat the Dallas Cowboys, and that was hard to take, but if it was going to happen, it needed to happen with Bob McNair.
Yeah, that was one we talked earlier. I said I was actually on the team then. I know that one was tough for Jerry to stomach right there. That was what about you know, coming here tonight, I know Patty, she said you picked the phone up and called you, and man, you, it was drop of a hat, you were going to be here. I know you're busy with the Senior Bowl. How did that all unfold and making this happen tonight?
Well, of course, it's just a quick snap, but I would have walked here from the Senior Bowl or any place to get to recognize Bob and what he's done for the NFL. What he's done, he loved his players. He loved his players, and he loved the fans. And he really had it together. The day he walked in the room of the NFL, he probably was in the top three or four owners the day he walked in. Yeah. As far as just bringing that kind of asset, if you will, to football and to the NFL. And, of course, what he ended up doing and the managing that he did to get those two Super Bowls here were magical. I know this, and I'm not saying it because I'm standing in this lobby. I've said it before. Houston put on the most genuine. The people of Houston made everybody associated with the NFL that came to Houston feel better than any city that has ever had the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And that really, I believe, came from, by, and through a lot of what Bob McNair was about. So I can go on and on about his accomplishments. He was a strong person, very, very strong person. And I'll never forget, he got up in front of the room, and he said, guys, to the league office, I want to be real clear, to the league office. He said, I think you guys are trying to run the show. It's run from out here among the owners. Mm-hmm. And I know he got some criticism for that, but that's Bob McNair.
Yeah.
And Bob put a lot in the bucket with his relationships so that when it came time to take some out,
yes,
hard
sir.
Times, talking straight times, he could take a bunch of it out because he put a lot of good stuff in there with his individual relationships.
And that's Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys, joining us on Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. Before we get off of the ownership aspect of things, Cal McNair's been in charge for, what has it been, I don't know, 12, 14 months?
Yeah, since last November. Yeah.
How does that change? Obviously, the relationship changes because it's a younger generation. How do you communicate with him, and how do you think he'll do moving forward as the owner here?
Well, Cal would be the first to tell you, but to have gotten to be involved and play option quarterback and be there at Bob's side as a young man, and I'm talking Cal, to have gotten to see those times that Bob had to think on his feet or think in the spirit of what it called for at that time probably prepares him as well as anybody that we've got sitting in the room, because obviously he's got a lot of great ideas, a lot of imagination. This is absolutely one of a handful of the best markets there are in sport, called South Texas, called Houston. And he's up to the challenge, and everything that I've seen him do decision-making-wise in ownership, I know that Bob would have been so proud of him, but he had him ready to go.
Jerry Jones joining us on Sports Radio 610. Something we talk about a lot down here, Jerry, is it would be a lot of fun if we were to face off against the Cowboys down here more than once every 4 years. Is that something you think would be fun if Houston and Dallas could, if the schedule gets redone in some way in the future, augmented in some way, if there were rivalry games, if there could be a battle for Texas more than just a preseason game?
Well, the only problem is that maybe I'd go for it now that Bob's not around, because he put a lot of knots on my head. I think every time I looked up, he was winning. And that's good. Frankly, I'm glad it happened as I stand here right now. But seriously, I've always thought that these natural rivalries should be accentuated relative to the NFL, where they've got them. And they do have some of them. They've been engendered by the fact that they're in the same division
yeah.
a lot of times. But there are some others that aren't. And those make great games and make great natural, my town against your town, my city against your city. Nobody's got any more of that than Dallas and Houston. So I like the idea.
Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys, man. Obviously, Mike McCarthy, you got a new man running the ship there. A lot of change as of late, man. How are things going? I know it's only been I mean, golly, it's been a week. It's been a week, maybe 10 days. I mean, how are things going up 45?
Well, it is just that. It's very early. Mike's got his staff that he's still putting together. They're back in Dallas, not at the Senior Bowl. And we'll take care of evaluating this talent, at least for right now, while he's doing that work to put the staff together. The thing I like about Mike the best is that Mike has been in the foxhole. He certainly had experience getting shot at, but he's been hit. And when you can get in the foxhole with someone that has shown they're made of the right stuff, they've had it in their past, they've done good, get them in with you there after they've had a little flack and taken that, then you may really have you something there, because as you know, everybody gets theirs. It's just a question of when you do. And I think really, without being too poetic here, Mike does bring a combination of experience yet a can-do attitude. I know that he wants to show them, and we want him to show them everything he's about with the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, we know that you have a lot of people you're going to go talk to here between now and the event tonight. It's great to have you here in Houston. It's an honor to have you on the show, and we're looking forward to your speech tonight for Mr. McNair.
Well, we're excited about being here. Good to see you.
Good deal. There it is. Jerry Jones joining us here on Sports Radio 610, owner of the Dallas Cowboys. That was good stuff. And a reunion with Clint Sterner.
Yeah, man.
I almost forgot about the double reunion. It's not just Cowboys. It's that Razorback thing going on as well.
Yeah, look, there's definitely some hog ties there, man, and it's always good to see. I'm telling you, It baffles me is what I should say. Is my man, I ran into him in a bar one night, probably 6-7 years after I was done. I'm probably about 4 or 5 years after I was done. And it was good times being had. It was, you know, light was low, the fog was thick, you know, and it was one of them. I mean, from across the room, my man recognizes me, and we'd be like to have a conversation. It's just crazy to think. You know who else is that way? Deion Sanders is the same way.
Yeah.
You could not see him. I only saw Deion, hung around Deion 2 or 3 times, and I saw him 6 years later at a Super Bowl, and the dude grabbed me out of line and, come on, you're with me. This guy's with me. I mean, it's just those guys with that.
Big,
with that
gregarious,
good gosh, man.
Gregarious personality.
Yeah, the memory that these guys have is amazing.
It'll be pretty cool tonight. I'm looking forward to his speech honoring Bob McNair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.